And now Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. Do you ever get grumpy about the words people use in their everyday speech? Jeanette Sadler Taylor does.
Maybe you remember Andy Rooney, an essayist and a commentator on CBS's 60 Minutes. There's no way that I can compete with his voluminous eyebrows, but I often feel akin to his grumpiness. He didn't have that Eeyore kind of hangdog grumpiness. You know, the, I don't know, but I don't think that's right style. No, Rooney had a fire in the belly, I'm so irritated kind of grumpiness that almost made his eyebrows flap in the stout wind generated by his ire. That's my brand, too, a fueled grumpiness, the kind that is fierce, judgmental, and self-righteous. When I was a youth and good people were inculcating principles of correct usage for written and spoken English, and words such as inculcating, into me, they also planted the seeds of expectation of the same from others. What can I say? I don't deal well with disappointment. So often, everything seems to be such a struggle. Even small exchanges that should be inconsequential turn into irritations. One of my current rants involves the use, overuse, of the word grab. As a young person, I was taught that it was impolite to grab things. The verb grab meant to seize suddenly or quickly, snatch or clutch, to take illegal possession of, seize forcibly or unscrupulously, to grab land. Certainly doesn't sound very nice, does it? One might take something that was offered or go and collect something that was needed, but to grab something was rude. Yet now, so many say that they'll just go and grab something that is wanted. Thus far, I have restrained myself and only had internal discussion regarding the lack of need, even desire, for grabbiness. Looming, though, is the day when my blurter self beats down that self-control and my irritation bubbles forth. Another long-term irritation, even with our beloved NPR, is the use of the word bias. Bias, to me, always had the connotation of being predisposed in favor of something. Prejudice is the negative aspect of this state of being. No one seems to use the word prejudice anymore, though. Negative and positive orientations all get lumped into the bias category. I can only suppose that others think that prejudice sounds too harsh and judgmental. Not a problem for the grumpy. And there we have two sides of my grumpiness coin. On the grab side, I think people are being too ruthless. On the bias side, I think they're pussyfooting. No pleasing the truly grumpy. Then we come to you're welcome. That rejoinder certainly has done a disappearing act. Think about when you last heard someone say you're welcome. Not long ago, a guest on some daytime talk program actually said, "You're welcome," when thanked for giving the time to participate in the program, and I almost jumped up, whooped, and cheered. In these dark times, it takes so little to gladden my overburdened heart. Also, I was home alone with the radio, so no restraint was required. This dance into my view of correctness from the usual and to me irritating responses of thank you or no problem was a moment to cheer. No problem is another problem. When a customer service person says to me, no problem, I always wonder what might happen if my presence or request actually was a problem to this person. Would that person just walk away or maybe lash out at me? I suppose that being no problem should come as a relief, but instead it leaves me, well, grumpy. My lack of imagination doesn't encompass the possibility that my choosing to spend money there might be construed as a problem. How do these irritating catchphrases become so prevalent? For Michiana Chronicles, this is Jeanette Sadler Taylor, sans spectacular eyebrows, saying, kudos of those of you who can stop themselves and think of original, correct, and non-irritating things to say in these circumstances.
know, I have a bias against this kind of music, but Jeanette asked for irritating, repetitive music, so no problem, Jeanette. I think I'll go grab something to eat now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.